Blog Talk Radio.
You are my everything. You are my everything, God. You are my everything. Glory to God. Is he your everything? Is he your everything? Yes. What a mighty God, huh? Is he your everything? Is he your everything? Welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We just say, is he your everything? Is he your everything? Do you trust him when you can't trace him? Do you believe that he's there even when you can't see him? Do you? Ask yourself, do you? Do you trust an almighty God? Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. What he has done. What he has done in your life. What he has done in this nation. What he has done. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for this minute. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us, God, that we can come together and we can learn more about you. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you continue to shower up on us. We ask, oh, God, this day that you continue bless us, God, and keep us, oh, God. Direct us, oh, God, in the way that you desire for us to go. Master, we will be grateful. We will give you all praise because it's in your name, Jesus, we come. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes, we are grateful today. We are truly grateful. Yes, 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 we are grateful. Listen to this. We have been discussing Jesus as we approach the Lenten season, and we're in it really. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, yeah, they were his earthly parents. Mary and Joseph was Jesus' earthly parents. Jesus came down from heaven to save all of mankind from their sins. That was his purpose. That was the reason why he came, to save, to seek, and find the lost. Yeah, that's it. Nothing hard. Simple. We have been talking about Jesus every week, every Friday, really, this month. So last week, we talked about Jesus being tempted. Yeah, he was being tempted. He was being challenged. We also spoke about how Jesus became flesh and walked out of those pages that we read about all the time. He began to walk out of those pages, and then he was... The disciples were able to see him. Glory to God. Can you imagine that? Jesus sitting in your house. Jesus sitting at your table. Think about that. Jesus is the living word. Jesus as the living water. Glory to God. So here we are today. We're talking about Jesus, Mary's baby, Jesus, the Savior of the world, Jesus, our company keeper, Jesus, who wipes all our tears away, Jesus, our elder brother. Yeah, so we're talking about Jesus, and we're talking to the next generation. Yeah, yeah. You may not know him the way we're talking about him right now, but just stay focused. Stay open-minded. Be kind. Be prayerful. And you will learn more about Jesus. Yes, yes. In the book of Luke, chapter 20, in verse 41 is where we're going to start. It simply talks to us about Jesus. And we see here that Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees, the tribe, the Jews. Yeah, yeah, it was like a big, big discussion. It was like a big meeting, yeah, that, you know, people have meetings. Big people, grown-ups have meetings. That's what they do. They meet. They meet sometimes too much, but they meet. And it says here in verse 41, it says, then Jesus presented them with a question. Wow, this is going on in the meeting. And the question was, listen to this. Then Jesus presented them with a question, and it says, why is it, he said, that the Messiah is said to be the son of David? Why was that? The son of David would be the Messiah. Now, I want you to stay focused with this, and I want you to be very clear as to what's happening in this meeting, because many times we get into meetings, and there is some trickery that goes on in meetings. Every meeting is not a godly meeting, okay? Listen to me, young people, because these meetings will come in your generation. Yeah, they will come. If they haven't come, if they haven't came already, they will come in your generation. So here we see Jesus says to them, he says, the question is, why? Listen to that. The question is that the Messiah is said to be the son of David. Why is that? Who says that? Who's saying that? Is that a rumor? Is that what they say, fake news? Is there some truth to this? Look at verse 42. For David himself wrote in the book of Psalms, in the book of Psalms, David said, look at this. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in honor at my right hand. Yeah. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at thy right hand. So here we see the Lord who is the Father, and he said to the Lord who is his son Jesus, remember they are all in one. Yeah. What we say, the Father, the Son, and what? The Holy Spirit. They all three together is one. There is no separation. They are one. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. What a combination. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at thy right hand. People say a lot of things. People say a lot of things, some right things and some wrong things. So it behooves you, young people, to make sure that you study to show yourself approved. That way no one can come and try and trick you. No one will try and come and deceive you. They may come, but they will not succeed. Why? Because you have studied the Word. Yeah. And when you have studied the Word, you get to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and you will be leading, you will be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 42. Yeah, look at what verse 42 is saying to us. What David said. And verse 43 says, until I humble your enemies, and I'm going to make them a footstool under your feet. Glory to God. Look at the power that the Jesus, his Father has. Him and his Father, they got power. They got power. Glory to God. And remember, this is one thing I always told my students, that God stayed up. He stayed in heaven, and he sent Jesus down. So Jesus came down to earth, and the Father, who is God, he stayed up. Yeah. And so when Jesus left, he left who? He left the Holy Spirit. So they all operated. They operated together as one unit, as one body, as one entity. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you know the Messiah? Do you know who the Father or the Son is? Uh-huh, that's the question. Verse 43 says, until I humble your enemies and I will make them a footstool under your feet. Won't that be nice? When your enemies will come to you in a humble-like way, in a humble-like manner. They will not be trying to bully you no longer. They will want to be your friend, huh? Think about it. They will actually come, and no longer will they try to have physical contact, or will they try to have mental anguish upon you. No longer will they try to discredit you or try to devastate you, but now they will come with the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus will make them, what? Your footstool. Anybody know what a footstool is? I'm looking at a footstool right now. My mother keeps a footstool. A place where you could rest your feet. Rest your feet. Yeah, a footstool. Look at verse 44. Verse 44 says, since David called him Lord, how can he be his son at the same time? Listen to that. Since David called him Lord, how can he be his son at the same time? David is what? The son to God. Yeah. Listen to that. So again, what we're looking at here is how the enemy will like to trick you. Since David called him Lord, how can he be his son at the same time? Ever been in a question match? It leaves you to wonder, true, then what is not? And this is how the enemy comes, young people, and he try to deceive you and try to bring trickery to you. Yeah. To tear you down, to discredit you. But when we have a relationship with an almighty God, oh, when we have this relationship, he will lead you. He will guide you. He will say, don't go any further. He will tell you to stand still. He will tell you to be quiet. And listen, and it would be your place, your job, your assignment to do that. Yeah, so look at verse 44. David called him Lord. And we know that when we say Lord, Lord is to give reverence. Biblically, a lot of women in the Bible call their husbands Lord. Lord, and this was in giving reverence, in honoring. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But when you don't know any better, when you haven't studied the word, when you have no relationship, glory to God, you can't understand that. You don't know what I'm talking about. Look at verse 45. With the crowds listening, he turned to his disciples and he said, Jesus warned the disciples. That's what he did. He warned them to be aware of what? Trickery. What is trickery? Someone trying to place deception. Someone trying to mislead you. Someone trying to get you off track. Someone trying to give you itchy ears where your ears are so itchy you want to hear the wrong thing. Yes. Next generation, pay attention. Because it's out here. Yeah, it's out here. The traps are being set. Yes, as young as you may be, the traps are being set. And my assignment is to help you where you won't fall into too many traps, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're not going to fall into something, but not into too many. And then if you should fall, you will have such a relationship, God, where you'll be quickly, I said, redeemed, quickly renewed, quickly put in right standards where you're supposed to be with God. Yeah, yeah. Because that's why he's here. He's here to help us. Yeah, that's why the Holy Spirit is present always. Yeah, Holy Spirit leads us and it guides us. But But our assignment, our job is to use what God has made available to us. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody getting what I'm saying? I hope so. I hope so. 46 says what? Beware of these teachers. Woo. Beware of these teachings of religious law. For they love to parade. Listen to this. They love to parade in floating robes. When I read that, I was like, wow, who would think? They love to walk around with robes that move, moving around, that flows. You've seen that. And to have everyone bow to them as they walk in the marketplace. And how they love the seats of honor in the synagogues and at the banquets. Oh, they love to be looked upon. They love to be honored. Jesus says to beware. Jesus says to pay very close attention. Jesus is saying here tonight, watch out for the trickery. They're trying to set you up. They're trying to set a trap. Yes. Yeah. They're trying to throw a curveball at you. Any ball players? Trying to throw a curveball. They're speaking a lot of untruth. They're sending spirits of distraction to distract you, to get you off course. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not telling you something that hasn't happened to all of us. But next generation, through the Holy Spirit, you will have the power to be a defeater. You will be the defeater. Yes. Because you will have victory, and your victory will come through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Verse 47. Verse 47 says, where we are. But they shamelessly cheat. They cheat the widows out of their, and then to cover up the kinds of people they really are, they make long prayers in the public. Ooh. Maybe some of you have never seen that. But I have witnessed it. I have witnessed this. Yes. Look at this. Because of this, their punishments will be greater. It's going to be great. It's going to be mighty. Because they have tried to set up traps for God's people. So he's saying for us to be aware, for us to be very careful. Jesus is talking to us tonight. And he's telling us that we too can have victory, and the victory will lie in Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. The victory lies. It lies in Jesus. And our job, our assignment is to get to know Jesus, is to get to have a relationship with Jesus. Go quickly with me to Luke chapter 18 and verse 15, and we're going to be out of here quickly. One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch them and bless them. But the disciples told them not to bother who? Jesus. Then Jesus called out the children and said to the disciples, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Hallelujah. He says in verse 17, I assure you, anyone who does have their kind of faith, the faith of a child, will never, if you don't have that kind of faith, he says, anyone who does not have that kind of faith will never get into the kingdom of God. Listen to me. Listen to what I have to say. There will be people. Mm-hmm. There will be people who will come and try to stop you from getting to know Jesus. But don't be afraid. Don't be even surprised, or don't be dismayed. Don't be shocked. But know that if you pray and you ask God, he will do just that. Because he is that kind of God. And not only that, he is to his word. If he said he was going to do it, if he said it, he's going to do just what he said. He said he would never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He said he would protect you. He said he would be with you at all costs. But all you had to do was trust him and believe. Trust and do what? Believe. Yes, yes, yes. We're talking about God. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. They're all in one. And as we approach this time of this season, we know that many of us may not understand what this season is all about, but it's really to give acknowledgement to Jesus, yeah, who is the Savior of the world, who will go to the cross and die for all of us, for all the sins that we have done and generations before us. He has that ability. Yeah. Why? His Father, who is God, who remains in heaven, sent his Son down. Glory to God. He sent him down. They said through 42 generations, huh? He sent Jesus down for us. All we have to do is welcome Jesus in. All we have to do is accept him. All we have to do is accept and invite him to come and sit down with us. And Jesus will sit. Yeah, he will sit with us. Yes, yes, he will do that. So tonight, what I want to leave you with is we must trust Jesus. We must trust him. We must trust and we must believe who he say he is. He is an almighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is our Lord and our Savior. And so our assignment, next generation, is to keep trusting him and believing him, even many times when we can't see him. And there will be times when we can't. But we have to believe that he is, that he's ever present, even when we don't understand. There are times when we won't understand things that are happening. We don't have a clue. But we trust God. Yes, we trust Jesus. Yes. And many times the elderly may say he is our elder brother. He is our elder brother. Yeah. Yes, because he calls us friend. Now think about your friend, young people. How you trust your friend. Your true friend now. I'm not talking about your true friend. I'm not just talking about somebody that you just met last week and you say, that's my friend. I'm talking about the true friend, the friend that has been with you a long time, the friend that has gone through different things with you. That's what I'm talking about. Jesus, he wants to be your friend too. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be someone that you can call on when you need somebody to listen to. He wants to be someone that can be present when you need to be comfort. Yes, yes. So we're talking about Jesus, and we will be talking about Jesus. Yeah, but the next generation, we want to ignite that. You give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks. And be grateful, because if it had not been for Jesus, glory to God, if it had not been for him, where would we be? Where would we be? We'd be lost. We would be lost. Yes, we would be lost. In a world of sin and shame, we would all be lost. But Jesus came. He came to redeem us. He came to set us free from sin, the sins that we have done, the sins that have been in some of our families for a long time. He come to set us free. Glory to God. Many times we may not even know what the sins were, but if we keep on having a relationship with Jesus, we will learn. He will teach us. He will teach us the way. He will show us what we should be fasting and praying about and talking to him about. Yes. Yeah. Even about having good grades in school. Huh? How to get on the honor roll. Many of us want to be on the honor roll. We want to do well in our lives. Jesus needs to be with you. Yeah, he needs to be a part of that. He needs to be a part of that. And you have the ability. You have the right. You can make the right choice and have him in your life. You can have him in your life today. Right now, today, this very second, today, if you don't know him, if you have never met him, we can invite him into your heart right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to enter into the hearts, oh God, of those that don't know you. Master, we ask right now that you give them a yearning, a desire, oh God, to know more about you. Bring them to the place where they can repent of their sins and ask for forgiveness, God. And we will be careful to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor because it's in your name, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, he's the Son of a living God. Yeah, a living God, I said. Yeah, if you're in Christ, you're alive. If you're in Christ, you are alive. Did you hear what I said, young people? You're alive. You're not dead. In Christ, you will live. You will not die. What a mighty God. It's just like having a new life, a new day, seeing things that you've never seen before. Glory to God. Yes, that's what he can do for you. That's what he could do for your friends. Yeah, not just for you, but your friends, for your mom, your dad, for those in your house who don't know him. You could be that light shining in a dark place. You could be that light. Glory to God. Yeah. And we will be praying and asking God to show you how to be that light and how to be a light that will continue to burn and will not go out. Yes, it will not go out. We believe and we trust God. Yeah, we trust him because he is a mighty God. He is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. And we just give him praise. As we say we give him praise, we just thank him for everything that he does. Great is his faithfulness towards us. Huh? He's faithful to us. Yeah. And we should be faithful to him. Yes. We want to thank everyone that is present, everyone that's listening, no matter where you are. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Sunday with God Favorite Ministries. Yes. And on Saturday evenings with our new host at 7 o'clock. Yeah, our new host at the same number. Tune in, and be blessed. We serve a mighty God. Mm-hmm. And he's always waiting on you. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to come on. Come on. Come on. The harvest is ripe. But the labor is few. He needs you, young people. Next generation, he needs you. Come on. Put on your shoes. Mm-hmm. Hold your head up high. In Jesus' name, amen.